at Radio Christian Voice. You can also request for this song tomorrow, God willing, between 14 and 16 hours on Weekend Break with Echo Summit Sunday. Send him a text to 0956-200-0490. Tell Echo, play me that new song by Pelile Msoni, the single which is out. It's officially out to public next week on Monday on the 1st of June. It doesn't end there. Echo will be counting down 10 most wanted songs tomorrow, God willing, as well. Between 16 and 17, nominate this song. Echo, I'm nominating Muyenera by Pelile Msoni. Next week, this song can be 10 most wanted, eventually top 50. All that depends on you supporting local music. And this is what we mean, new music. Exclusive premiere. Where can people find this song on the 1st of June?
So the 1st of June, you can find this song on all streaming platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, yeah, basically all streaming platforms.
The year is just young, 6 months, 5 months into the year, what should we expect
we
from
you? We shall see. Patrick, let's wait and see.
Yeah, she doesn't want to preempt anything. These are artists. Anyway, but then again, how do people get in touch with you on social media?
So,
I have to be very careful with my answers.
Pelile Essence of Worship, Facebook, Pelile _ or _, if you may. Msoni on Instagram, Pelile Msoni Official, TikTok, Pelile Msoni on YouTube.
Amazing. Coming up, the news at 18. We need to appreciate for finding time to come to Radio Christian Voice.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. From Kitwe to Lusaka, she can just go back. I've seen her dancing. I've seen her enjoying the presence of the Lord. I've never seen her rapping. Can you rap?
Hey. I don't know how the Lord makes me this happy, but always I put a smile. I don't rap, Patrick. I do not rap.
She just rapped on this show here.
On Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency. Safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
UPND elections chairperson urges independent candidates to withdraw and respect party rules. ZPPA suspends brigade general dealers from participating in public procurement. And 8 students arrested in Kenya after suspected deadly school arson attack. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. United Party for National Development, UPND chairperson for elections and campaigns, Bikando Mufalali, has urged all party members who are not adopted and have since gone independent to immediately withdraw from the electorate and respect internal party decisions. Ms. Mufalali says the UPND remains firm that all members must respect the party's adoption process, regardless of the candidate's popularity on the ground. Speaking when he featured on the Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Ms. Mufalali said that while independent candidates have a constitutional right to contest elections, it is important that they also respect the rules of the party under which they serve. He said the party has provided a window for aggrieved candidates to reconsider their decision and withdraw their independent bids, warning that those who fail to do so will face disciplinary action. There's a window the party has given independents who belong to the ruling party to withdraw their interest from being on the ballot, but if not, the party will make a decision on the seats and see how they will be displaced, said Mr. Mfalali. He added that the party will not hesitate to displace candidates who defy the directive, stressing that this is not a violation of rights but a matter of enforcing party rules and discipline. Mr. Mfalali further said that those who proceed as independents will be treated as political opponents, even if they continue to support President Hakainde Hichilema during the campaign period. At least 22,000 doses of influenza vaccines have been secured to be administered in the seasonal influenza of 2026. The 22,000 doses will be shared among its eastern, Lusaka, Copperbelt and southern provinces. The influenza vaccination campaign is targeting health workers and being administered alongside hepatitis B vaccines. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary DPS Lewis Mwape says the target is to at least reach 15,000 health workers, representing 70% of the total staff. The DPS said the initiative protects healthcare workers ahead of the peak influenza season, safeguards patients, colleagues, families, and communities. Dr. Mwape added that the government commends the dedication of facility leadership, vaccine champions, and all healthcare workers committed to strengthening health worker protection and building a healthier Zambia for all. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority ZPPA has suspended brigade general dealers from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting information that was not genuine in a tender for the provision of horticultural and landscaping services to Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. According to ZPPA Principal Officer Public Relations Inuto Mushambatwa, in April 2026, the authority instituted an investigation following a complaint from Mulungushi Village Complex Limited, which established that Brigade General Dealers submitted 3 reference letters that were not genuine in the said tender. Ms. Mushambatwa states that pursuant to Section 96B of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023 and Regulation 231 of the Public Procurement Regulations 2022, ZPPA has suspended brigade general dealers from participating in public procurement. She added that the suspension of brigade general dealers from participating in public procurement is with effect from 19 May 2026. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to deepen bilateral partnership with the United States, U.S. government. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says government remains committed to expanding trade relations, investment and further strengthening the existing people-to-people bilateral ties with the United States. Speaking last evening when he graced the 250th Independence Day of the United States of America, Mr. Kangwa reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to building stronger bilateral relations with the United States government. The Secretary to the Cabinet pointed out that the commemoration of the independence of the United States of America provides an opportunity for the two countries to build strong and enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between Zambia and the United States. Mr. Kangwa highlighted that the bonds of friendship have continued to flourish between the two governments. He said Zambia remains deeply appreciative of the long-standing and multifaceted partnership with the United States of America. The Secretary to the Cabinet thanked the U.S. government for the continued support it has been rendering across all sectors of the economy. In African news, 8 students alleged to have been involved in a suspected arson attack at a Kenyan girls' school that killed 16 pupils have been arrested, police say. The fire in the early hours of Thursday morning at the Utumishi Girls Academy in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers northwest of capital city Nairobi, tore through the upper floor of a dormitory which had 135 bunk beds. After interviews with